The Joyride.
Welcome to The Joyride. My name is Nico van der Westhuizen. This is OFM, the sound of your life. And today we have the ultimate privilege of talking to one of the world's coolest inventions ever, the Vegetable Orchestra, all the way from Vienna out of Austria. And the man we're talking to this afternoon is Jürgen Berlakovic. Is that the correct way to pronounce his surname?
Yes, hello. Pleasure to be here. And yes, that's the correct pronunciation.
Why vegetables? Why come up with that idea?
We just had the idea to make a classical, typical performance, you know, performance, just one-time performance. And there was this idea to use something that has no musical capabilities at all. And we came to the idea to do that with vegetables. So we just thought, what if we just make a performance with vegetables as a vegetable orchestra? And it turned out that it worked great, you know, just from the beginning on, the people liked it. We just found out that vegetables are capable of producing noises and sounds and music, finally. And so we just went on doing it, and that's now, 20 years ago that we started.
So how many members are in this orchestra?
Just at the moment, 8 musicians. But when we tour, we need sound engineers with us, because it's a very complicated setting and a lot of technical stuff has to be done. So with our sound engineers and our management, we are all in all 10 people.
Obviously, now during COVID, it's a little difficult to tour and to do concerts. Yeah. But before all of the craziness around the world started, how often would you guys perform, and do you guys tour all over the world?
We just toured now. At the moment, we unfortunately have to say we toured all around the world. We just played nearly every continent. And it depends on, you know, but we just came around. We played a lot in Southeast Asia, in China, in the United States, in South America and Central America, a lot in Europe all the time. So quite a lot of places. We've never been, unfortunately, to South Africa.
Quite busy. What's your favorite instrument, Jürgen?
I'm focused on percussive instruments. So I like a pumpkin, which is also known from other music, you know. Pumpkin drums are used quite widely all over the world, sometimes in certain kinds of music. And I also like the aubergine a lot, you know. You can do quite a lot of bass drum sounds with an aubergine, with a melanzani, or you know, dried pumpkins, which is also quite common. And, you know, a lot of instruments are being built with dried pumpkins, or for hundreds of years already.
How difficult is it to actually make one of these instruments? Because I saw one of the ones that fascinates me is almost like a flute instrument that you make out of carrots. How difficult is it to actually get the tone and the notes in the correct way when making that instrument? And how long does it take to put together a carrot flute?
It's quite time consuming, you know. You need a carrot flute, or a carrot recorder is one of the more complicated instruments. You have to drill a hole, you have to build a mouthpiece, it should be very exact. So those of us who play it all the time can do it maybe within 30 or 45 minutes, something like that. Depends on the carrot, depends on the freshness, depends on the situation all around. Yeah.
And how long do these instruments last then? How long can you play?
Just for one concert. They have to be fresh.
And then you make soup afterwards.
Yeah, we make soup, but we don't make the soup out of these instruments. But that's the soup is also a part of our performance. We always say the soup is our last piece. And it's also a very nice thing, because we cook this vegetable soup during the day. So it simmers while we build our instruments, while we do our sound check. And then we serve the soup on stage to the audience. And that's also the point where we, you know, get in contact with the audience and talk with them. And so that's a nice happening then.
What makes a vegetable orchestra show something that you have to see? Why must I go watch one of your shows?
I'm pretty sure you've never seen something like that before, because you don't expect, first of all, you don't expect that all these vegetables can have this enormous sound range that we have. On the other hand, it's not only something that you can listen to, you also smell our music. That's something that no other orchestra can give you. This olfactoric factor, you know, you sit there and you start to smell the fresh vegetables, and the longer we play, the more of these, you know, all these smells and of the vegetables just are all in the theater. That's the second thing. And our range of music is on one hand very, very broad. We just play very abstract, electronic-like ambient soundscapes, as well as very club-oriented, beat-oriented pieces, but also with a very strange side effect. You know, it doesn't sound the way you're usually used to hear it, because it's vegetables that we play on. It's, if you eat it, it's healthy, so it, you know.
Tell me, besides playing a carrot flute and maybe every now and again bashing on an aubergine, what other instruments do you play that are not made out of vegetables?
We don't play any instruments that are not made of vegetables within the vegetable orchestra. So we just, this is our concept, 100% vegetables, most of them fresh vegetables, and if possible, without too much, you know, sound effects all around. So as pure as possible. We don't use any other instruments.
Thank you for taking time to talk to us, and congratulations on doing something phenomenal, which I don't think anybody gets to see often. And thank you for creating the music that you guys do, and good luck for the future.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and good luck to you too. Goodbye.
The Joyride with Niku, Minka, and Aaron Matsumola on OFM.